This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And now, without further ado, let's begin.
I have been reading a lot of stories recently about how Mother Nature is basically reclaiming the land since this whole lockdown thing went into place. In particular, one story that's come out of the UK which talks about how a giant herd of wild goats has essentially taken over a small Welsh town. It's pretty charming. Detailing how these rare Kashmiri goats have seized the opportunity that's been presented by people staying indoors to roam down from the hills, to wander around neighborhoods, devouring the contents of flower boxes and front gardens alike. There are also those stories about the swans returning to the canals out in Venice Beach, but you can go read up on them yourself, as I've got a point to get onto here. So a little side note, has anyone else noticed how nice the weather has gotten since the lockdown started? It's been so frustrating, shut indoors while the weather went from gray and windy to warm and sunny, in like what must have been a matter of days. In all of my life, I've honestly never seen spring slam into winter with such a dramatic transition. It's been tough on my little girl, too. She's been dying to get out to the local park to play on the jungle gyms, and telling her no, not to mention explaining why, has been harder and harder as the weeks have gone by. I can't tell her the truth, because I know it would absolutely terrify her. Breaking down that there are little creatures living inside of us, waiting to be transmitted to someone she loves, like Pap-Pap or Nana, which could end their lives. How do you even say that crap to a child without them totally freaking out? So, our story starts with bird watching. I know, super boring, but try telling that to my daughter. She burned through all her DVDs and favorite YouTube channels in like a week. And despite some of them having palpable rewatch value to them, she quickly grew tired of staring at the screen for hours on end. And it got way, way worse when we started having to tell her no about going to the park. It seems like once you hold something out of reach of a kid, it's all they want from then on. The forbidden thing. Anyway, I found a happy compromise with her, in that if she stayed inside, she could look at the garden all she wanted. And the bonus was that if she stayed super still and quiet, that all kinds of birds and other critters would wander into the garden for her to look at. And you know what? It actually got kind of fun after a while. I finished an old Native Birds of the Upper American East Coast that I'm pretty sure was my grandpa's at one point, and we got to work ticking off each one we saw, working our way through the book as common and rarely seen birds alike landed among the flower beds of our backyard. One evening, I'd swear, I saw something larger moving among the trees at the back of our yard. But I figured it was just a trick of the light. Maybe a neighbor's dog moving against their back fence.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Casting shadows into ours. But a few days later, I discovered it wasn't just my imagination. I was doing some laundry upstairs while my daughter busied herself with bird watching. I had ordered a cheap pair of kids' binoculars from Amazon, and those things really had paid for themselves by the evening of the day they arrived. My kid was obsessed with them. She had them practically strapped to her face for the entire day, looking at everything and anything up close and being amazed at the results. So she was only too happy to sit in front of the patio window doors and for hours checking out the wildlife at close range through her new binoculars. And thankfully, because having to keep an eye on her day in, day out was meaning housework was mounting up, and at the top of the list was laundry. So I'm working through the piles of dirty clothes, calling down to her every so often to see how she's doing, and everything seems to be going fine. Every so often, I would rush down when she claimed to have spotted a new kind of bird in our garden. Often I would have to point out that it was one we had seen before, but once or twice we actually locked eyes with a lesser spotted woodpecker, a bird we most definitely had not spotted before. Only when I heard her cry out, "Kitty," I figured she must have gotten bored of watching for birds. At first I was a little worried. The last thing I wanted was for my little girl to witness a full-on bird murder in our own backyard, but I was quietly reassured by the fact that all the neighborhood cats were fat and spoiled. They wouldn't be finessing at backyard birds anytime soon. That was for certain. Suddenly, I heard a kind of thump against the window doors, like my daughter had hit her head against the glass, super hard. I called down to her not to hit the glass as it would scare all the birds away and they might not want to visit. Her answer made me drop the laundry basket and hurtle downstairs. I didn't. It was the kitty. But that thump was loud, bigger and louder than anything a simple house cat could make. It's so weird to tell about it now, but I distinctly remember just not thinking at all, just sort of flying into action. And what do I see the moment I turn the corner into the TV room? I see my daughter standing at the glass door, staring an actual mountain lion in the face. The huge cat had its paw half-cocked, as if I didn't already have an idea that it was the one making that banging noise against the glass. I ran towards my little girl with such speed and aggression that the mountain lion jumped back for a second, danger that she seemed to be completely unaware of previously, caught up with her and hit her like a freight train. She started bawling, screaming, realizing in a white-hot moment that Kitty did not want to play. Kitty wanted to rip and tear. The kitty wasn't a kitty at all. Once it realized I had taken away its intended prey, the mountain lion took a few more swipes at the glass and only rushed out of the backyard since I started banging pots and pans together real loud, just like my grandpa had showed me years before. I guess this was just a long-winded way of saying to keep a real close eye on the woods and green spaces when this lockdown is over. It might not be entirely safe for our kids to be playing in places that have obviously been reclaimed by wildlife. And dangerous wildlife, at that. My dad has some family in Mexico City, and my cousin who lives there was getting married. I'm not very close to my family in Mexico. I rarely see them, and those cousins are much older than me. My parents said I could stay home alone for 2 weeks. They decided I could stay home so I wouldn't miss school and be bored out of my mind. At 14 years old, this was a big deal for me, and my Aunt Didi and godmother would drop by a couple of times and make sure everything was okay, and jokingly say to make sure I didn't burn the house down. Everything was normal, until this 1 week. It had been raining, and it was one of those storms with a torrential downpour. Large hail and very strong winds. To be honest, I really enjoyed storms like this. I was in the basement at the time, since a tornado warning was issued, and Chicago isn't prone to tornadoes. I figured it was better to be on the safe side. Our Ring camera kept chiming, and I assumed it was the wind setting it off, so I didn't bother to go check. All of a sudden, I heard a crashing sound outside, and thinking the patio furniture may have fallen over or something, I went upstairs to check it out. That's when I saw a person standing in the yard, looking directly at our kitchen windows, like they were trying to see if anyone was home, since all the lights were off. Our eyes met, and the smile the person gave me was so evil. And they started pounding on the window like they were trying to break in. I grabbed a knife and hit the alarm to call the police. Within minutes, the police showed up and told the person in the yard to drop the weapon and get on the ground. The cops pulled off the hood of the person, and it was a distant cousin who had a falling out with the family. She kept yelling that we stole her house, that we owed her money, and that she'll be back. And then she looked right at me and said, You'll be sorry. Do not forget this face. I knew she was on something. She has a long history of drug use, and when she's on drugs, it's like she's insane. I told the cops my parents were in Mexico, but they called my aunt and godmother, told them what happened, and they came to stay with me. While my parents were disturbed by what happened, they were proud of how calm I was, and I did stay home alone again from time to time. Turns out, this cousin had arrest warrants in another state, and she was transferred out of state to be charged with arson and armed robbery. It's been years since this happened, and I never saw my cousin again. Last I heard, she was in Texas with her biological mother, and I honestly hope she's doing better and changed her life around.
Thank you for joining us on this captivating journey. If you found this exploration as enthralling as we did, please like, share, and subscribe.